Even calling it teacher assessment can be offensive because, as teachers will point out, they've always been evaluated. It's just that the formula for that is now more regimented because of state legislation. Jeff Butt, superintendent of Wayne Township Schools, says they use a Charlotte Danielson evaluation model that's similar to, but not exactly the same as, the state's official RISE model. The district thought some of the areas of the state's model were too fuzzy.
We can do those things without having our administrators focus on standing at the front door with a clipboard, making sure everybody's on time. We know when our teachers are being professional. We know when teachers are struggling with those areas of professionalism. We also didn't want to get into a concern from our teachers and a concern from our administrators on what that professionalism looked like and sounded like, because it was, again, very subjective.
The big difference in most models is that they require more frequent, more formalized teacher evaluations that are done by administrators. Butts says the immediate impact of increased evaluations is that administrators are less available to parents. Another key change is that teachers who fall into the lowest two of four categories won't receive raises and face losing their job after three consecutive poor ratings. The change in the compensation model is an especially sore spot with teachers. Ann Wilkins, president of the Indianapolis Education Association representing IPS teachers, believes that the new evaluations could be the straw on the camel's back that causes teachers to leave the profession.
I think we're going to get to the point where a teacher is a senior teacher at 5 years. And I think a lot of people are going to be gone. People aren't going to make a career out of teaching. And that's sad, because we make all other professions possible.
Butts is also concerned about teacher retention and other changes hitting schools.
I don't know how much of a change we'll see here in the district. We're struggling, as I think everybody is right now, with a lot of external forces that are out of our control, and not just from the state or federal government, but actually what's happening in our homes, in our community. Our children are coming to us with much greater challenges each and every year.
The big question, though, is after all these evaluations are in place, will they really improve education?
I mean, the big question you have to ask yourself is, what is success? Because we can argue, is success on one measure of an assessment equate to having a successful future, a successful life, or being prepared for whatever it is that our children will do when they graduate high school and leave us?
For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.